legislation sometimes gets passed by the Indiana legislature despite lots of one-sided testimony against the proposals. How do these bills get passed if so many people testify against them? That's a question our listeners wanted to know. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comer-Willen reports on some of the reasons why seemingly unpopular bills are passed.
Andy Downs is the director emeritus of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics. He says even if there is a large turnout at the State House to rally against certain issues or testify against a bill, this does not mean it is the dominant position across the state. Downs says the partisan divide is often a contributing factor in passing what may be considered unpopular bills.
The vast majority of districts in the state of Indiana are very safe. They're either safe for Republicans to win or they're safe for Democrats to win. And when that happens, we know there is a decrease in the ability of people to want to work with one another.
He says the Republican supermajority in the legislature makes it more likely issues important to those lawmakers will pass, even if there is overwhelming testimony against it. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comer-Willen.
This story is part of Civically Indiana, a project to answer both the how and why of Indiana state government. To take part in the conversation or find stories like this, join our text group, the Indiana Two-Way, by texting the word Indiana to 73224.